When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to Warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hey everyone!
Also here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
That's me.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So, I've been running into a lot of tables lately. Don't know why, they're just everywhere. Everyone seems to like putting stuff on tables. So I thought we'd maybe go over them a little bit. I think the most useful table has to be ones that have folding legs, because they are easily put away.
Oh yeah, easy to put away, and also easy to pinch your fingers in. Like, those stupid little folding table legs are a menace, because every time you, like, try to unfold them or fold them, there's too many working bits that your skin can get caught in, and your fingers can get caught in, and then you end up with blood blisters, and those things are gross.
Yeah, and then the folding legs and collapsible legs. Important thing about the word collapsible, the root of the word collapsible is collapse.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want a table to collapse. Mm-hmm. Tables should be firm and strong and sturdy, and collapsible is an affront to the table ethos, as I see it.
I agree.
We just have to have good joints then, right?
So you can't trust a joint,
arthritis, Jeff. You're okay.
Joints are not trustworthy.
I think the best tables are giant blocks of wood and or stone, occasionally metal, that are featureless cubes or prisms that can't fall over, can't be knocked over, because they are a solid... What?
Where do your legs go when you're up against this table?
Well, I mean, you kind of splay out or turn sideways, kind of side saddle.
I don't think that's ergonomically correct.
Chairs don't fit me anyways. My legs are just crossed, so.
You're not ergonomically correct, Jeff.
I mean, yeah. I already knew that. This isn't news to anyone, sir. And I didn't start calling you names.
I didn't be call professional. You names.
Okay, let's get along now. Don't make me turn this podcast around.
Okay, Mom.
That's right.
Dinner tables. They bring out all of the wonderful feelings of family.
You know what? Here's the thing about dinner tables, is they make me think of, you know, being very young and not wanting to eat, like, my peas. And my mom being like, you're gonna eat your peas, Chrissy. And if you don't eat your peas, they're just gonna get cold and they're gonna have to eat cold peas. And then if you still don't eat your peas, like... that's going to be what you eat at your next meal. Like, we're all going to eat whatever delicious thing I've made, and you're going to get your peas. It's just, it's a lot of trauma. A lot of pea-related trauma.
It is sometimes very hard to give peas a chance.
I do love peas now. Peas are my jam.
So it worked.
Are you concerned about the single-purposeness of the dining table? Or the dinner table?
Mm-hmm.
What about breakfast? What about lunch? What about supper? Nobody has supper tables anymore.
It's so wasteful, too, to have like, a table for each meal. Like, a room for each table for each meal.
I think that's the American dream, Chrissy.
I dream a different dream,
Jeff. A table in every room. I mean, imagine if you could actually get a family to sit down and actually eat every meal together.
That just sounds so stressful.
They'd run out of food. Because they're all at the table, and they couldn't get more.
Well, I mean, that's you true. Have to come take breaks in between the meals, Jeremiah.
Why would you take breaks if you're having all of the meals at one table? You don't have a reason to leave.
Well, you're having different tables for different meals.
Oh, that's a good point.
I'm very confused by this conversation all of a sudden.
You're right. Let's move on to drafting tables. They give out good ideas.
Like, are we talking, what kind of drafting are we talking about? Like, are we talking, like, Magic the Gathering?
Because not that kind, I feel, not that kind I didn't, of drafting.
Okay, well, I didn't know that there was a specific table involved for drafting Magic.
I mean, I'm sure there is. A big table is quite an industry.
I'm really scared of, like, official type things, like, for magic, because I like to play magic, but I'm not, like, in on all of the, like, big rules. So I feel like if I was at, like, a magic drafting table, I would probably do something wrong, and they would call over a judge, and I would be banned.
Yeah. First off, I mean, it's a weird number of seats, right? Because you've got to have, like, 8. I think 6 is a good solid number for a dining room table. 8's kind of pushing it when you start drafting. And I think they don't have concerns that those words didn't work right. Reset.
Please, the sir, tables. Tell us about
I
your
want you to
tables.
Make a rewind noise.
The tables are bigger than you would have for a normal house. So if you are a household drafting aficionado and want to have your own magic drafting table in the house, your options are limited. You either have to have friends who are small enough to fit around a regular table, or a house big enough to fit a drafting table in, which is why so much drafting happens at official locations like stores or parks, because they have the room for drafting tables.
Drafting is really hard because you open the pack and you look at all of the amazing cards and you're like, I want all of these. And you know you can only pick one. And that kind of decision, it just hurts inside. It hurts. Especially if, okay, I have, like, if there's a foil card in a pack, there's a part of me that even if that card is horrible and there's, like, a mythic in there, I'm like, I want the foil. And I may, it's just, it hurts.
Let me solve your pain, Chrissy. Let's talk about drafting tables in the terms of drafting, like, contract plans or drafting, shall we say, building designs.
Oh, like the angled ones?
Mm-hmm.
That everything falls off of?
Yeah, with the lights on them.
Like, where everything just slides off?
No, you gotta tie
it down. Because it's at an angle?
Yeah, drafting tables are just easels with a pocket protector.
They're also flat with lights that illuminate from interior. There's a multitude of drafting tables. They don't all have to just fling your things everywhere.
To me, it just seems like a slide for my work. My work does not need to be having that much fun.
Why not? If it was having a good time, it might want to stick around more.
No, because it's got to go on to bigger and better things. Like, it's like roller coasters. Like, you go on a roller coaster, you're like, this is a great roller coaster. It's a lot of fun. But I need to find a bigger and better roller coaster. Your work is the same way. It slides down your drafting table. It's like, I need a bigger and better drafting table. See you later. And it moves on.
So really, you should really like it then, because it just keeps everything moving.
Right, but like your ideas, they just go away to somebody else's table and they leave you behind with nothing. They leave you behind with nothing but broken dreams.
Been there, done that.
I think it's more along the lines of they grow into something more than you ever imagined.
You are so optimistic. I don't see things your way, Jeff.
Which is great. I'm sure optimism has helped somebody at some point, maybe. But
not with drafting tables?
No.
Yeah. That's...
Alright, let's move on to one that both of you might enjoy quite a bit. Crafting tables.
There's specific tables for crafting?
I mean, it's more whatever table you claim is your own for crafting, I suppose.
Here's the problem. Like, most people don't have room for, like, a specific crafting table, and so you end up doing your crafts on your nice table, and then you end up accidentally, like, marking it up, or, like, sticking, like, you know, when you're, like, cutting fabrics. I sew, so, like, if I'm cutting fabric, I accidentally scratch my table with my scissors, or, like, I'm, you know, using a permanent marker or something, and then it goes through onto the table. It's hard to have a nice table when you're into crafting.
True. There's glitter. There's
glue.
Yeah.
Beads.
Yarn bits.
Oh, yeah, if you're using those little iron beads that you iron together and melt those. Oh, crayon wax.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Mod Podge.
What?
Mod Podge.
Yeah,
Mod Podge. Zuntite.
You use it to seal things. It's kind of a mixture of glue and other.
And other.
So it's like a horse.
It's what horses turn into.
Oh, okay.
This is really sad.
It's just letting you know that horses are always there with you, even when you want to craft.
If it's really sad, we can cut it out and not talk about it.
I don't know if it's that sad. I mean, it is also just kind of factual.
I'm going to cut it out. We're going to have these things. We can't talk about that. It's too sad. And then, like, there's some space before it.
Redacted.
Yeah.
Redacted. Where were we?
We're on rock shelves at this point.
Wait, what?
Rock shelves. You know, like the rock shelf right before a drop-off in the ocean?
Oh!
It's a table.
It is kind of a table. It's a table for crustaceans. It's a crustacean table.
Also, like, you know, geographical, well, geological, I suppose, feature.
And, like, doesn't that tend to be where, like, reefs grow? Or on the shelf before the drop-off?
Yep. They're in the shallower water where it's warmer and other things can
Isn't that where Nemo went to, like, find himself?
Like, Captain Nemo or Nemo the fish?
Like, the little fishy.
The clownfish? I think so.
Like, he went off to the drop-off?
Yeah, he went off the drop-off off the shelf.
Right.
The rock shelf.
So that could be that's what goes wrong. Have you seen Finding Nemo? He gets lost.
Oh, man. That is a rough movie.
I wouldn't have guessed that he was lost with a name like Finding Nemo. I thought that was like him just searching for his spiritual self.
That movie does not hold up.
No, doesn't hold up?
I disagree. That movie is amazing.
And sad. They're an amazing cast of supporting characters, but the main dude is someone who whines all the time and picks on other people for his own failings.
It's true. The dad criticizes does kind
of women and then steals their ideas. And that is all stuff that I try personally not to do. So watching it happen for 2 hours is painful.
I had never thought of that. Thanks for ruining Finding Nemo for
me. I'm sorry I ruined Finding Nemo.
No, it's fine. It's good. We should definitely look at the art we appreciate critically.
I mean, I just go back to Finding Nemo, like, you know, Captain Nemo from 40,000, 10,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
20,000?
It's a number, like, and then it's under the sea.
Well, it's been adjusted for inflation.
He fights squids in his submarine. He does. Ship. It's pretty awesome.
And I mean, that's also something that could go very wrong.
Yes, you never expect to find a giant squid when you go off the table.
Yeah.
And you don't want, like, that, like, the whole, like, depressurized submarine and, like, tentacles. It's a mess.
You never want tentacles or being submerged that deep.
I don't know if you never, like, I feel like that might cross. Like, I'm sure there are some people that want tentacles.
I'll go with I never want tentacles. How about that?
That's fair.
They're pretty flexible.
They are. I mean, I enjoy them on things like creatures that should have them, and not like chaos beasts from the deep.
Yeah.
That'd be a cool band name.
Chaos beasts from the deep?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, if you ever want to start a band, we got a name.
But you have to pay us for it. Ha!
Well, two of us are here, so we pay ourselves?
I think she's talking to... Oh.
Oh, I'm talking to our list. Like, if other people try to take that name, like, that's... I'm just saying, like, we...
You claim that?
We came up with that. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, like, copyright is a thing.
If you say so.
Yeah, if you say it out loud 3 times and look into a mirror, then you have copyright.
Oh, I thought that just summoned us at that point.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
All right.
I want to mess with people like that. Say my name 3 times. I'll come through your mirror.
Right from the bunker. All right.
Yep.
Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells. I think that's all the time we have for tonight.
Good night. Goodbye. I hope that you all are very careful around tables. I feel like we probably didn't cover as much as we should have in this episode, so there's probably a lot of hidden danger that you're not prepared for. So, you know, just watch yourselves.
Well, we didn't cover as much as we could have because we didn't talk about tablecloths.
Right.
Different subject.
End tables. Coffee tables.
We can come back to table someday.
Someday.
Watch your shins. Thanks for listening.